and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 314. Do you notice how he tried to catch up with me then? Mike, it's 2 weeks past the 300 and you sent the email out, so you should know. Anyway, how are we all doing? I've got a sneaking suspicion Jonathan's going to have been first today. Let me have a look. Oh, major surprise. Jonathan's first. We should be keeping a league table of this, you know. There's something Jonathan would win at. You are indeed the king, Jonathan. You need to move the awarding of points to Maroon. No. No, I don't think so, Jonathan. In fact, last night, you nodded off that early. I seriously thought I should get triple points.
Yeah.
Look at the umpire.
Umpire Kimmy.
No. She was very fast to give it to me. This was because Neil reckoned that what you'd done was have a crafty snooze but set an alarm to wake up just before the end and claim that you were there all the time. Mm. It was very early, Jonathan, but not to worry. The unboxing did not go well. The webcams put paid to the unboxing, so you didn't actually miss that. So maybe if next week's better, in terms of the cameras are working properly and you're awake, that might work better. So let's see how it goes with that.
That's like an if and, isn't it?
Yes. There's lots of conditions on that. Many conditions on that. Anyway, burning question, Jonathan. Oh, you've just answered that. See, look at that. Symbiotic. I was going to say, did you catch up this morning? It looks like you did. Excellent. Excellent. Because you wouldn't have wanted to miss Microsoft lists and the Excel thing and the ability to do your recipes.
I wanted to miss Microsoft lists.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you quite liked them.
No.
No.
No. It's overhyped.
Is it really?
And over here.
And on your agenda because it's Microsoft, so that's you. Mm. I have got a charcoal bone here for Madam.
Oh.
But she's not coming in because Daddy was a very bad boy. Daddy washed her feet. She's not speaking to anybody now.
I wash her feet regularly.
Yes, but she's really peeved with you today. Lola! Right, you see, I've got this charcoal bone, which I don't really want to partake of. Lola!
Lola Bear!
Come on!
Get your bone.
Oh, it's a nice one.
It's not a trap.
No, it's not. I won't let Daddy touch you again. There you go. Nope, she's disgusted with the pair of us. Can't even be tempted in for a treat. Things are bad.
There was a party downstairs.
Ooh, this is sounding good. You were up at 5:30 watching it.
GMP's finest smashed the door down.
Wow.
Any video, Johnny?
Oh, yeah, we definitely need this.
It's all right, we'll keep it private.
Actually, we did say, didn't we? Now, were there more than 14 people? Because there was one in London that was massive. I think there was 200. There we go. There's that story. Fabulous. We did say that that would happen this weekend after Boris and all his, I'm going to say stupidness, but I'm going to stick with that. Boris and his idiocy. What can you possibly say? So we did predict that, and we totally predicted it. And we were totally right, weren't we, Jonathan? So did the party go on all night, but you missed bits of it? Because you fell asleep at 10:15.
Hello, Kimmy. Talking of the umpire, Kimmy's
here. Hello, Kim. You don't think there were more than 14? There were about 5. You went downstairs to see the officer and show her the video. There must have been 6 officers. So they were outnumbered. There was one each. Crying out loud. What is wrong with these people?
I presume they weren't from the same household. Because otherwise it's not illegal.
Well, I'd have thought a party at 5:30 in the morning was a bit off anyway. But I take your point. No, they must have been from different houses. They were probably the ones that were left by the time the police got there. One that interested me...
Yeah, the scarpered probably.
...was the fact that this new variant, they're...
It's a one-bed flat. Yeah, you got a point there, Johnny.
Well, you never know. You mustn't pry into their sleeping arrangements. Maybe in the bedroom they've got like 2 triple-decker bunk beds. Yeah, you see, that'd work. Probably only paying one council tax, though, aren't they? I can well imagine it. You felt guilty calling them, making them put themselves in harm's way. It's got to stop, though, Jonathan. Honestly, it's every week. Oh, anyway, how's your day going, Kim? Hello, Sarah. How's your day going? Have you spent money on a drive yet? That's what we need to know. Well, you may remember I talked about the gap between vaccine one and vaccine two, and that if we're being, and I quote Boris, led by the science, they should be given within 3 weeks. Other people seem to think it's better to have everybody half covered. So give everybody half an umbrella. I still don't think so. I think if the science said 3 weeks, it should be 3 weeks. Well, it seems people are coming round to my way of thinking slowly, because now they're saying that that 12 weeks should be 6 weeks. And I thought, well, once we get it to 6 weeks, can we possibly get it back to three, where it should have been in the first place? So even the doctors are coming round. Oh, the wine gums have arrived. Oh, fabulous. Oh. Are you talking about Lego, or are you on an old recording? No, we're not talking about Lego. No, we're definitely not. That's saying day 91 up there. Shall I refresh and see what it's saying now? No, it says it's live and we're here today.
Well, we must be here, because we've been talking to Johnny and Sarah.
But yeah, if we're talking about Lego, no, do a refresh. That's not us. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, no, Sarah went for a long walk and slipped in the mud. Oh, go close the cow park. Oh, Sarah, what a vision. Question was, did you find a frozen chicken on the pub wall? Like Mike did. Thursday was totally chaotic. I might as well not have got out of bed. It was one thing after another on Thursday. As you will have heard in the week at Mad Bites headquarters, Lola was very interested in the... Kim's in after refreshing twice. Excellent. No, we're not talking about Lego. That's scary, isn't it? No, the live banner's there. So we're definitely live. No, actually, it's gone to say 91 again. What's going on? I refreshed and it says live. And it says the right day. And then it disappeared and went back to 91. I'm going to put my headphones
Shall I put another support ticket in?
Oh, have we broken it again? Probably. Surprise, surprise. In fact, it's been that kind of day. Does anybody use, what on earth are they? They're cable things, cable clips. There's a name for them. They're expensive. But I bought some cheap ones. So I had the expensive ones and then I had the cheap ones. Cable. I don't really want to put clip because they're not really a cable clip. Ah, there they are. What are they calling them? That's not the brand name, clearly not.
iPad is in the house.
Oh! And is it unboxed? Is it unboxed? Let me show you what cable things I'm talking about. I'm talking about these in black. Right, so those cable things. I'd had them on the desk for a while, admittedly, the black ones. And I use them to run the headphone cable so it's out of my way. But I also now need to use one to run the webcam camera cable as well. So I've got all sorts going on under the desk and around the desk. I also have one of them and it does one job. It literally, you have one job. You just need to sit there and I push into it my laptop cable. And I use this laptop cable. It can be used for either. But it's not the newest one. It's not the USB-C one. It's the MagSafe and the second gen MagSafe. So there I am, trying to push the cable in between those two rubber prongs. At which point the entire thing, the rubber just disintegrated. I've never seen anything like that happen. So then I had to dig out a load more cable things so I could put a new one in. At which point I dug out some other ones, which I did an unboxing of months ago. The ones where they were 3M, and the idea was that you put them like down the back of a cabinet and you could put five cables in them. They were amazing. Loved them. Those. Digs one of those out to find, because it come from China, they always give you a free gift, only I hadn't clocked the free gift. Oh, it was so cute. I will put it in for the week at Matt Bites headquarters. Remind me, Mike.
Right.
I'll put it in for next week, but I found a free gift while I was doing all of that. All of which meant the desk looked like a bomb had hit it while I was fixing stuff that shouldn't have been broken. Yet again.
I've just told her I loved her. She gave me that look.
Yeah. She doesn't love you. Not right now. She doesn't.
So I washed her feet.
Yes. And she didn't like it. It's
not,
cold.
Not the first time. Like it. It was warm water.
That doesn't matter. It was wet water, Daddy. And she doesn't like that. Oh, dear. Right. Let's have a look what's going on. Unboxed and set up. Oh, fabulous.
Unboxing video.
Unboxing video. Video, video, video. Hello, Simon. How are you doing?
I set up an iPad today.
I'm looking back to see what Affinity have apologised for.
The book, I presume.
Is it still not there? Crying out loud, how long do they need?
I'm guessing.
And Tracy's still waiting for everything. That is getting ridiculous because that's heading for 2 months now. They should have been very, very careful about that. I'm surprised mine arrived. I did order it straight away, but I don't know whether the order of the orders, if you're with me, had any impact at all. I know Carol...
Yeah, the publisher won't.
Carol ordered one straight away, and then she emailed me, which I was already reading the Affinity mail. So we both ordered it within minutes of each other, and she got hers 2 days before it was supposed to be released, whereas I was waiting like 2 weeks after. It really is ludicrous. Because you'd think if it was bad before Christmas, I could understand it. I could even understand Royal Mail, because, I mean, you know what Royal Mail are like. But over 3 weeks into the new year is ridiculous for it still not being there. Have they actually said that it's been posted, or is it just like you're in a queue and it'll get out when it gets out? Because it's Amazon doing the fulfilment on this, so that's not great either. We could use this to our advantage, guys. What we could do is all en masse, individually, but en masse, mail Affinity and say this wouldn't happen if there was a PDF version, and I'd be prepared to pay the same amount for a PDF version. That could work out nicely, because I would really like a PDF version. I'd buy both if it was there, but they don't seem to believe that, do they? And that they like it. No, Tracy ordered it straight away too, 30th of November. Let me see, I think it was a little bit earlier than that. Didn't it come out around Black Friday? Was it mentioned around Black Friday? Let's have a look. Affinity Publisher. I do find the search absolutely ludicrous in this. But let's have a look. December. Is that October? Nope, that's December too. Let me go back. Ah, right. An update on your recent Affinity Publisher order. That was the 8th of December. That was the one that said they had 15,000 customers place an order. So it would be before that. Nope, not that one. And what have we got there? Nope. That's something else. It was November sometime. Let me have a look. Here we go. Pre-order today. Right. Spot on, Tracy. It was the 30th. Monday the 30th. And I placed the order straight away. So it was 2:30 in the afternoon here. Nobody's manning their email. Had a confirmation saying it was delivered with your photo book. Amazon's busy setting up vaccination clinics. They're not alone, Kim. They're not alone, honestly.
We are allowed to say.
Are we?
Yes, the embargo's been lifted.
Oh, right. Well, carry on.
Got an email this afternoon that said that the hospitality suites...
You need to make clear that this is not to us as, you know, we're season ticket holders. This was to us in our role in Munich, which means that we're on the press release list. So it's a press release that's gone out and it was embargoed until 1 o'clock.
and City of Equalised, and it was saying that Old Trafford's hospitality suites are now going to be used for vaccination training, and United staff may be partaking of that training. So you could get your vaccination off Paul Pogba.
This was the one who had COVID. Too stupid not to get it.
Thank you, Kim.
Oh dear. So Sarah was a little bit behind, but you still ordered before they were supposed to be shipped. And 15,000, I mean, yes, okay, it's a big number. But how many were they expecting? It must have been in the thousands. So I really can't see why it's still going on now. Really can't. That is a very, very poor show from them. Because it actually says in that mail, and I must admit I have not looked at that since, but in the mail where it says pre-order the Affinity Publisher workbook, I'd totally forgotten. If you dig it out, you can have a look at yours. It says underneath, and it's in quotes, so it's like quoted from Affinity. So there's a big banner that says pre-order today for 30% off. And then underneath that, it says get it in time for Christmas, shipping the 7th of December. I'll admit, it didn't say 2020, but that's not really the point, is it? It said get it in time for Christmas. So people could have ordered it for partners, thinking it would be a great Christmas present. Here's hoping they've got a birthday coming up soon, because, you know, Christmas, long gone. So it's a very poor show from them. I think they do need to address this now. I mean, running late, say the week after Christmas, but not 3 weeks into the new year. No way. That is very bad. Don't know why they don't come out and say something either. Now, you're saying they're not manning the mail. I can only assume they, in their mind, they've outsourced this. In which case, I'd be looking to get my money back from the people I'd outsourced it to. How much of it is them involved in shipping it to Amazon and Amazon shipping it on, I don't know. But Tracy and I had already said the shipping was shocking on the last two books. They just weren't packaged, virtually at all. I mean, mine was in like a thin cardboard envelope. Tracy's was in a plastic bag. Both were damaged. We weren't the only ones. There's a lot of people on Twitter complaining about it. Amazon packed their own stuff better than that. So who is actually packaging this stuff? Really don't know. Well, if it's 5 p.m. your time, that would only be about half an hour after me, wouldn't it?
And what I said about plenty of time left?
Yeah.
City are now winning.
Well, there you go, you see. You brought it on yourself.
I'll go and do the toiletry.
They were doing so well, weren't they? So, so well. Right, let's have a look at Tracy's.
That's room. Offside by a mile.
Well, it's probably gone to VAR. Shall I get your beta blockers out for you? Right, let's have a look at this. Yeah, about 45 minutes after mine. So I don't know whether they're doing it on a country-by-country basis. I really don't know. I don't know if everybody in America got theirs, because I know Carol got hers. Don't know, but it's poor form and it wants to be stopped. Anybody know what day it is today? I was rather interested when I saw this. Pour them on some wine, Stats. Have you got any wine?
Yeah.
Potentially got Wendy coming as well, haven't you?
I've got one bottle and not none on order.
Well, it's not too late to get an Astra order in for tomorrow.
I know.
You might need something stronger than that, the way it's going. And United are playing tomorrow, so I think it would be a good idea to get some wine in, Mike. Unbelievably, 1985. Oh, I was just leaving school, going to university. There was something announced. It was called Macintosh Office. And it's not Microsoft Macintosh Office. No, it was actually a whole bundle of hardware known as Macintosh Office. It's crazy looking back at it now. But it was advertised. Its pitch was, don't be a lemming and go the IBM way, go the Apple way. And it included a printer. I think that's where the thing came from, that standard printers wouldn't work on Apple Macs. Do you remember that?
Mm.
And we still thought like that when we bought it. It's like, oh, so it's pitched up. Oh, it's got a USB on it. Do you think it'd plug into the printer? Oh, I don't know. Shall we have a go? Because we had no idea. looking back at that, oh my. That was around the time, that would have been, I'd have been 18. That was just before I got my Commodore Amiga. And the adverts that are linked to from that link, they look so similar to the ones that I had. I've got a whole brochure somewhere going back to about 1986 of the, it was the thing that shipped with your computer magazine. You used to get your computer magazine and inside it, there'd be like this mini brochure from these companies. And in them, there were the pictures of like the bundles you could buy for the Commodore Amiga. And I remember just gazing at them longingly. And within about 18 months, I'd managed to buy one. Kim recognises it. Wrote her master's thesis on one of those. Well, it came out this day in 1985. Oh, wow. I remember seeing the ads for it, but there's no way I could have afforded one back then. Poor student that I was. Mind you, it could be worse, you know, Mike. You could be the poor students today who have just today had their bank accounts raided for their living expenses, but they're not there. They're at home. Because COVID, and they've had the money taken out of their accounts for somewhere they're not actually living.
I saw that.
Oh no, I'm laughing, but honestly, it takes me back to me doing everything the difficult way, where I didn't get a grant and I didn't do the living out thing and all of that. But you know, life was simpler. I also didn't have them raiding my bank account and taking money out of it. I did pay when I went to and I didn't pay for. To stay out. So I was still living at home, but I was travelling about 50 miles a day to get to Chester. And there was expenses there. And honestly, I wouldn't have paid them in washers. They were absolutely useless. But the only way to get qualified as a lawyer was to go to this college, and you couldn't do anything about it. It was utterly, utterly ridiculous. And I think that cost me about £3,500 a term, something like that. It was obscene. Oh, Kim had to sneak into the medical school to use it because the dental school didn't have squat. And you didn't own one. So sweet. I think we had three at college. That was my university. It was upstairs in the computer room and it was first come, first served. So I remember getting there, like leaving home about 3 o'clock in the morning. Not stopping for a break until I got to Toddington for petrol. Then dive straight into college. So I was there when they opened the doors at 8 o'clock, straight up to the top floor and bagged a computer for the day because we had three. They were Macs. So I had used one before, but I, at the time it was like they were more of a utility thing. You thought of it as being like a typewriter, a glorified typewriter, because you had no say over what software went on it. So because of that, it was just like sit down and use it. Then I got my own. So I ended up doing more at home after that. What do they want? Crying out loud. Let's have a look what's gone on here. Have you got your email, Mike?
No.
Interesting. I won't have got any, but you might. What? It's from our car insurance company, who Jonathan is with, same group. You may have seen in the media this week that there are a large number of brands become the subject of phishing attacks with scammers trying to obtain personal information. And we are aware that a small number of customers have received a fraudulent text claiming to be from this insurance company. It asks customers to click a link and they're asked to enter their details, including the bank details. We want you to know we will never ask you for your payment details by text, message or email. If you receive one of these messages, blah, blah, blah. Now, will I receive one of these messages? No, because they don't have my mobile phone number. And this is why. I'm amazed they've got my email address, to be honest. yes, I know. I put a plus address on it. So I know that if I get a mail to this particular address, it's actually the insurance company rather than anybody else. The knock-on effect of that was, however, I can't get into the back-end system because it doesn't support plus addresses. So apart from that, so what you might want to check that. If you're in the UK and you're with Admiral, you might want to check that. Did you get the mail?
No, not yet.
Oh, now that laugh of it is they've got your phone number.
Sure, it'll be on its way.
Sure, it'll get there in the end. That's lovely, isn't it? So you could have been hacked because they've spoofed their number.
Johnny didn't get one either.
It doesn't get any. Well, I don't. Why am I getting it then, Jonathan? And it's actually to the right address. It's not to my general address. I've got a specific one for the insurance company, and it's right. So you didn't get the text either. Well, if you do, don't believe it. You heard it here. Don't believe it. Do you know, it was Adobe. We have only ever once had our credit card hacked, and it was with Adobe, which is why we have a dedicated card for them. That's the only time it's ever got hacked, isn't it?
Mm.
I know a lot of people get skimmed, but that's pretty much when you take it out at checkouts, isn't it? We don't do that much anymore either. But no, I didn't get the text. I certainly didn't get the text message, but then I probably wouldn't. The world's gone mad. I just don't see it getting any better either at the moment. Oh, did you want to share last night how it went for you?
Did I?
Your murder mystery. Wasn't as good as Jonathan's, was it?
No, it wasn't, no. Because nobody dressed up as a vicar and put talc in the hair.
And if they had, they wouldn't have looked as good as Jonathan.
No, Jonathan looked amazing, yeah. yeah, I've forgotten the character who did it, but she was very good. I've forgotten her name.
Well, we know who it was.
I know the person's name.
But you've forgotten the character.
I forgot the character's name.
Never mind.
It's in my notes because I'll mention it in the news tomorrow.
Oh, something to mention on the news.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
I wasn't really involved. I was just sat there. I wasn't even on camera.
You were technical assistant.
I was technical behind the scenes. And when somebody said, how do I send a text? How do I send a message in the chat? I've typed it up, but what do I do now? I came on and said, press enter.
Oh, Kim says Agnes.
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 See, Kim was listening to
me. Was that the one that died or was that the one who did it?
The one who did it.
Oh, right. Oh, so I'm sure Pam had a fabulous night. Must be because I'm special. Do you reckon, Jonathan? Or are they just annoying me? Or am I one of the ones they've passed out a non-existent mobile number to?
You mean Margaret?
Was Margaret Agnes?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Pam wasn't there.
Oh, okay. I thought Pam was there.
No, Pam organised one with Nina years ago.
I think that was the one at the parish centre.
I think it was.
And everybody dressed up and it was great. But, you know, gone are those days. Nobody can be bothered.
And Nina's now said that she can't be bothered set in doing it again.
This is people's attitude now. It's like, I've been in lockdown for a year. I can't be bothered. I've barely got pants on.
Once was enough, she said.
That's the thing, though. They're looking for people to set up stuff. And people's attitude is, I really can't be bothered. They've got no energy at all.
But Kath has now volunteered.
Oh, God. Tell me that I'm not involved in that. I'm not going to be asked to assist. Please tell me that. Because I've got the same attitude. I can't be bothered.
Charles said, can we put you down to run a murder mystery night in 3 months' time? Nina says, once was quite enough. We used one of the curse scripts. Perhaps they could do one. Charles says, shame, okay, I'll ask if they feel up to it. Kath says, I've got one that's never been opened in a box on top of the wardrobe. I'll have a look how many it's for.
Yes, but Kath's not. Kath would need technical assistance. Nina wouldn't have done.
True.
Yeah, so that could come our way. I'm busy that night.
That's what Chidge is for.
Well, literally, I am busy that night. Whenever they put them on, it's going to be Saturday, although they're avoiding Saturdays because of by request. So everything's going on a Friday, and I'm doing after hours. So, I mean, you didn't even pitch up till halfway through after hours because it ran on that long. There's no way I could do that. And the last time I did that, where I joined after something had started, I waited for a suitable gap. I joined the room I was supposed to be in Zoom. And I waited for a suitable gap while they were all yakking away. And I said, hello. And I got ignored. So I thought, okay, we'll do that again. So I said, hello, you know, join in now. Nothing. Got totally ignored. So I sat there for a few minutes more and thought, you know what, I've had enough of this. And off I went. And the next night they swore me blind that they had no idea I was there. And I thought, well, you know, if that's what's going to happen, I can't be bothered. So I'd rather sit where I am actually conversating with people, not being ignored. I mean, who wants to sit there and watch them eat their dinner when you're not eating your dinner because you're between shows and you're being ignored anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
It's very strange. Very, very strange. That's a great idea, Tracy. Have a go at that. Feel free. get Nina to send the box. I'll get Kath to send the box to Nina. Oh, Nina would be thrilled. I would suspect Nina's a bit stressed at the moment because she's got the three grandchildren that she absolutely adores and was looking after them half the time. And I don't know in terms of how often she can do that now. Plus the fact she can't get out the house and she's a social butterfly, is Nina. So I'd imagine being stuck inside, he can't even do golf at the minute, can he? Because it's flooded. Mm. They love each other to pieces, but they do like their time apart, don't they?
Yeah.
So he might have to go into his man cave, give her some time on her own. So because we're not like that, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
Mm, otherwise, we'd have murdered each other months ago. He's not saying no fast enough, though.
No.
Not for my liking. Anyway.
No, I'm looking at this picture.
Which one?
That Kath's posted on the other thing.
Oh, they're having their burns night tonight. So that'll fit in well with our theme.
So that they're getting ready for the Scottish thing.
Yes, it's Scotland and all things Scottish.
Did Frank only send you one?
Yeah. He said he was going to send another, but he only sent one.
Okay.
I'll have a look, see if he sent it via Pauline's email, which is another trick that he has that throws me off. Right, let's have a look. Let's see if I've got a mail from Pauline. No, I haven't.
Okay.
The only one from Pauline was from the 15th.
Right. I'm going to do the toilet trick, even though the game's finished.
I don't think it's going to affect the result then, Mike. But, I mean, feel free. Do try. Let me know if it works. But actually, after the event, not thinking so. I don't know what will happen with that. I have never done a murder mystery thing before. Maybe we should do one. Maybe we should have one, because I've never done that before. So no idea how it works. We'd be involved in the technical side. So I don't know what would be involved, apart from what Mike did last night, which was they did go off. Well, actually, they didn't go off into separate rooms, because all they needed to do was turn the microphone off to have a quick powwow, because it was done via household. But if it wasn't done via household, you had people from two households. Then you would have needed breakout rooms, I guess. So looks like that's happening again in another 3 years' time. Oh, joy. 3 months, rather. 3 years.
Still being locked down.
A MacBites murder mystery. Yes, Jonathan, we could potentially do that. I've got a sneaking suspicion you might be a vicar if we did. I've no idea how it works. Well, Tracy's never done one either.
The way they did it last night was that each person or couple, well, couple, was assigned a character. And it, rather than like, you know, person A and person B doing two characters, it was one character per household because there weren't enough characters to go around everybody. And each person in first of all, Ian, who was leading it, introduced the sort of overview of the crime and set the scene. And then each person introduced themselves in terms of their character. And then they were allowed to ask three questions of all the other characters. And then they went away for a powwow where everyone went on mute. So it would, if this was done for real, it would be like going into the corner of a room. And then they came back and asked more questions. And then they had to say who they thought the murderer was. But there were no prizes or anything.
I was going to say, that's a bit fast, isn't it? You've not got much. If you go into a corner of the room and after three questions and come back and say who you think it is, it's like a bit fast.
No, there's three questions. There's three questions and then there was a powwow and then they could ask some more questions and then it was time to say who you thought it was.
And how many times did that have to happen before it was guessed or worked out, however you would like to word it?
Well, what they did is he said, right, well, it's time now to say who you think the murderer was. So each couple said who they thought it was. And then the murderer had to reveal themselves.
Oh, my. You see, that's exactly what I was thinking, Tracy. Is it basically Cluedo via Zoom?
Yeah,
it's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of Cluedo.
Kim did it once and really didn't get it. I think part of the fun is the dressing up bit of it myself. I can imagine it working in person, because obviously, particularly with the Catanians, there'd be some kind of alcohol involved. But
yeah, and Tony was watching the football.
There you go, you see. Ah, now Sarah did one for her birthday. Really was good fun. Not done it virtually. Was impressed with myself. I set up a website and everyone had a brief on their character. I think it could be good. I think it depends on the people involved and the kind of willingness to make a fool of yourself, basically. I reckon Nina and Mike would take it quite seriously because they always feel they have to get it right and know the reason why. Because I also think adding the reason why is cool sometimes. And I guess you can't, with the same group of people, you can't run the same scenario, can you? So you're buying a box and the scenario's in the box.
Yeah.
I'd have to make sure that there was a vicar in it, though, because, you know, Jonathan's gone to all that much trouble. There'd have to be a vicar. If there isn't a vicar, we need to make a vicar. Now, what could you be? Oh, you could be Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
That just leaves me. Oh, do you know who I could be?
I could be Colonel Mustard did it with a lady pipe.
You know who I could be?
Who could you be?
I could be the England captain because I've got that shirt, haven't I?
Yeah.
So I could definitely do that. You've got... Oh, that's part of a trio. I'm understanding now.
What?
The theme from Local Hero. Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits.
Yeah.
But I've got Mark Knopfler and a million other people.
Oh.
Like Amy Dixon. So is it just Mark Knopfler on his own that we're after here?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to actually.
Oh, and look at this. Do we want the 2-minute version or do we want the 5-minute version? Depends when it's going in, really, and whether anybody needs to use the facilities. I think there is one that's just him, so we'll probably choose that one. Get rid of the other one. All right, that'll do. Right, let's have a look. The eating was the only fun part for Kim. You believe the host didn't know what they were doing? That's the thing. It's going to be made by the fact that it's in a something that you would immerse yourself in. And if you're on the outside, you're a bit like, no, this isn't working for me. Or they want you to do something stupid. I remember being at a party with my parents once, and it was an adult's party. No, not of an adult nature.
An adult's
just,
party.
No, just for grown-ups.
Tell me more.
No, I was the only kid there because mum and dad would never leave me with a babysitter. So I was dragged along to this party and then I went to sleep in one of the beds while they carried on. But one of the games was one of the people there was blindfold. And they were given, reached out and touched somebody. And the person that they touched had to do or say something. And then the person who was blindfold had to guess who it was. So they said something. And then, what happened was they caught me and I'm like, I'm terrified. So my dad took my place. So the person with the blindfold said something like a bit of a poem or something. And then my dad had to repeat it back. And they had to work out who it was. But the thing was, my dad was a brilliant mimic. And when he repeated it back, I was stood behind him. And I honestly thought it was the guy with the blindfold saying it again, because my dad was that spot on accurate with the accent. And he had no idea who it was. He said, God, that sounded like me. You know, do it again. And dad did it again. And it was absolutely perfect mimic of the guy who'd said it. But I felt like, yes, while this is all fun and everything, I don't actually want to be part of it. I'd rather just sit and watch. So I think it takes a special dynamic to make a night like that work. And I think on Zoom, if like Jonathan, you look amazing, then that's just going to add to it. But I don't think anyone had gone to town to that degree, had they?
No, I'm just reading the thread on the Brooklands group and Tony's posted. And he says, Kath, I actually spent 30 minutes in the toilets. No, he didn't. That was part of his story. That was in the script. But then he says, but I must admit, I was totally confused by the end of the evening.
It wasn't just you, Kim.
Well done, everyone, especially Ian and Mike.
Oh,
my brother used to play Dungeons and Dragons, Kim, but I didn't get it either.
I was never a big game player.
I wasn't.
Never.
Wasn't there a Dungeons and Dragons shop or something in the Arndale?
Yeah, it was a game shop. It was done up as Dungeons and Dragons. I'm actually thinking, you know, MacBite's version of Cluedo, where the weapon was the lady pipe. We won't get into detail as to how you actually do murder somebody with a lady pipe, but I think it could actually work. And instead of the conservatory, it could be the extension, because we knocked the conservatory down and built the extension. And what else was there? The lead piping. What were the other weapons? There was the rope, wasn't there, and the revolver. You wouldn't get a gun in the UK, though, so we'd have to ditch that one. You can't get a gun
weapons.
Here.
There we go. Revolver, dagger, lead pipe. And if you read that quickly, it could say lady pipe. Rope, candlestick and wrench.
Oh, the wrench and the candlestick, of course. Yeah, you see, you might need a candlestick right now because you could lose the electric very easily. We had snow again this morning. It was amazing.
Yeah, I was out with Lola. I was going to take her out a bit later. And then I looked out and I thought, no, she'll like it.
Oh, she did. I've got the pictures. She did. Jonathan needs another excuse to dress up as a vicar. There you go.
So when I rang my mum, she said, Happy Christmas. She said, I'm not even going out anywhere, not even to the bins.
Oh, your poor mum. The bins are literally like 3 foot from the front door.
They're not. They're down the end, aren't they?
Hmm?
They're down the end.
Oh, no, they're just round the corner.
No, I don't think that's a bin store.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, well, in that case, I can understand it. Because she lives on a bit of a hill, does
because
your mother?
Because how could the bin men get the bin up the steps?
Well, I would say they're not helpless, but, you know, evidence has proved to the contrary many times. Kim just thinks Johnny should walk round town as a vicar. I do. Maybe that would dissuade the downstairs neighbours from having parties if they think there's an elderly vicar living upstairs.
More tea, vicar.
Oh, Simon says it would have to be very, very high pressure to murder someone with a lady pipe. Well, it depends where you're sticking it, really, doesn't it? I think that would have to be the weapon. It really would. Oh, was there a knife? Oh, yeah, there was a dagger, wasn't there? I always liked the rope myself because it was literally a piece of string. In the actual board game, it was literally a piece of string. It was quite sad. Oh, yes, the spanner and the wrench. Oh, how fabulous. I always think, when I think of Cluedo, in the conservatory with the lead piping, I must admit. Oh. I've got another request from Frank. He's very lucky I've seen that because I'm not good with emails on a Saturday night. But I shall forward that
onto
Mike.
Send it on to me.
There we go.
Because I need to add in...
You'll like this one, Mike.
Is it Lena Zavaroni that was mentioned?
That was mentioned. Indeed it was.
Yeah. Tracy mentioned that. And Kath mentioned that.
I've just had an email from somebody that the name rang a bell. But I couldn't have put... like a reason where from. Mm. And I've just realised I went on some kind of summit to do with organisation, but honest to God, it was 3 years ago. Yeah. And the guy's just sent another email.
his newsletter...
is more regular than yours.
I was going to say that. It's on a par with my vice releases.
Yes. No, don't draw attention to it. You'll set young Jonathan off. When you least expect it, Jonathan... Oh, talking of which, Kettlegate. You see, now I've got something I can beat Jonathan around the head with like he can us in terms of where's MacBites. iKettle review. There you go.
Yes, it's slotted for the next episode.
Which will be when Jonathan least expects it.
That's not good.
That's about the sixth one today.
It's just turned out of here.
Yeah, that's where they're coming from. That must be the sixth. We've just had another ambulance come out. The thing is, the blue lights are flashing, but no siren, which means they're not in a particular rush. And that, honestly, in the last 2-3 days has been about six. One was last night after Mike had gone to bed. One was during the show, I think, when you were in the other room.
There's the carrot for you, Johnny.
Oh, Jonathan, there's a thought.
Does that mean we get to that bite soon?
You see how difficult it is to actually carve out the time to create the content. Oh, I'm liking this.
He could have done it at 5:30 this morning.
Yes,
because,
you could, you see.
You see, Johnny, by the time you'd dealt with the coppers, you needed a brew.
Yeah. Did you offer to make the coppers a brew and show them your kettle? Oh, Kim can't wait to see the poster with the kettle. I haven't even thought about that. Oh dear, I would have to think about that. I've been sorting myself out here, apart from rebuilding the desk today, with all these things that disintegrated. Honestly, I need to buy better quality, don't I? The laugh of it was with these cable grip things. They came out, and I wish I could... They weren't cable blocks, that was a different thing, but they were really expensive. You got like 6 in a packet for £10, which was absolutely ludicrous. But after that, they brought out cheaper ones. So I thought, well, I'll buy a packet of the cheap ones and see how they compare, because I've got the expensive ones. So got them out and I thought, actually, they're not bad at all. But by then, I'd put this more expensive one on the desk. That's the one that's just disintegrated today. I mean, it's supposed to be solid rubber, hence the price. It should not disintegrate. But it did. So at least I've got
that. Right, I've got that one from Frank.
Excellent, excellent. They didn't look very amused to be breaking up another party, and I didn't want to hang around and be in their way. I'm not surprised. They're putting their life at risk and their family's well-being at risk, breaking up parties. I mean, why people need a party, I do not know. Not need. You know, you need air to breathe. You might need food and water. But other than that, can you live without a party? Resounding yes. A resounding yes. Something else that I did as well. I got some replacement rings for my binder. Complete revelation. The pages have stopped falling out, Mike.
Oh.
So I think we might have to get you some decent rings, because those plastic ones, not as good as these. These ones are metal. They were all their money, but different notebook now. And I thought it was good before. So I rebuilt that while I was at it. Quite fancied the purple rings, but then I thought, get a grip of yourself, woman. So black or gold. Black or gold for the rings. So I'm now going to have to think about kettle posters. I will have to give that some thought, I think. Depends what else is in the show with it, doesn't it? Really. I did have an idea, but not for the kettle. So now Kim's reminding me about the kettle. I'm going to have to give that some serious consideration, but we'll have a think about it. Hang on, it was Kath who said... Yeah, Kath's put a story together. Was that in the group? Has everybody seen it? In the group, or did she email it to us?
No, she put it in the group.
Yeah, I saw it the other day, thought it was funny, and I said, but that was a private one to me. What is the theme for tonight's Brooklands? It is Scotland and all things Scottish, Jonathan. On account of the fact that...
It's Burns Night
on Monday. And for the last 3 years, we've gone to a Burns Night Supper. Obviously, we won't be doing that this time. But
they're having one on Thursday on Zoom.
Who is?
Mac Circle.
Yeah, it's all right. I don't want their company at any point. Never mind. Online. No. Never mind them. No, we're having a Burns Night. So we're having our own because we have a haggis.
We have a haggis.
We do.
That was a bit Irish, wasn't it?
So you'd imagine someone had requested the Proclaimers 500 miles. Oh, absolutely they have, Jonathan. So where have we got that in, Mike?
I don't know.
Let me have a look. Who picked that one? Probably about 27 people.
Kath and Kim.
And when was that? Where is it in the listing? Let's just bump it up. There it is. It's on 53.
Yeah, but it's part of two trios. We could play it twice.
Oh, I think we should.
Yeah.
I think we should. Let's play it twice.
Right, I'll stick it in.
Let's stick it in very near the beginning.
I'll stick it
There's
in.
One Jonathan won't have heard of, because he was about minus 16 at the time. The Bay City Rollers. Who remembers the Bay City Rollers? The Rollers, as they were known. Oh, that was in my youth. Definitely. So we've got one of those.
Baby, bye-bye.
Like that, but with a Scottish accent. Mike, what have you done?
With what?
Formatting's all gone to cock.
Yeah, I'm dealing with it.
I've got a different size, which plays with my mind. We've got some funny ones as well. The good one there from Tony P. Hootsman, there's a moose loose about this hoose. And I put one in, but it's not there. The one I put in isn't there, Mike.
Oh, where's it gone?
It's in my system, but I didn't tell you.
Oh, right.
Well, remember this conversation we repeatedly have about your ability to read my mind? That you fail at regularly, that. No, it was... somebody's picked Donald Where She Trues Us, haven't they?
Yeah.
And the other one was Fit But Crazy Football...
Has somebody picked that?
Which one? Donald Where She Trues Us?
No, Fit But Crazy.
Don't think so.
I'm just about to put it in.
Well, put it in then. That's a good one. I like that one. But there's a lot. There's lots of Scottish ones that are fantastic. I've got a Big Country Trio and a Simple Minds Trio for much, much, much later in the evening.
Don't you forget about me.
Well, is that one that I put in? Let's have a look. Yes, I did. From yeah. Simple Minds, I've got Waterfront. I've got Don't You Forget About Me and Promise You a Miracle. On account of the fact I didn't get that last week. I've also put in You Spin Me Round Like a Record, Dead or Alive.
Why? Is he Scottish?
I don't care, his name's Burns.
Oh, yeah.
So it fits as far as I'm concerned.
In my mind.
Oh, Tracy does remember the rollers.
B-A-Y-B-A-Y-B-A-Y-C-I-T-Y with an R-O-L-L-E-R-S. Bay City Rollers are the best. I'll sing that tonight.
There you go, Jonathan. Now you have been fully immersed in roller history. Oh, good grief. Right, we'll put them twice. We'll put the Proclaimers on twice. They'll be half cut by 11:30. They won't notice the difference. So we'll definitely put the Proclaimers on for all of you.
And the ones who moan that we're playing songs twice will have gone to bed.
Exactly, they'll be totally unaware of it. Tracy.
And it's our show, we can do what we want.
Well, that's the other point. Oh, Tracy, what I remember most is the Shangalang shoes. My cousin, who must have been no more than three at the time, loved the rollers. And he refused point blank. We went out for the day, you know, like a little trip to the beach. I think we went on the coach because my auntie was the one who could drive, but she didn't like driving more than 5 miles from the house. I know, go figure. But we went up to Fylde Coast and he refused to walk. He just sat down on the pavement and he refused to walk until she bought him a pair of what he called Shangalang shoes, which were the tartan shoes that you're talking about. So she had to go in. She left him there with me. And she went in and she got me a pair of Shangalang shoes. I mean, it was stuck about spoilt brat. My mother would have lifted me into the middle of next week for a trick like that. But I remember that. So in my mind was that day out with him in his Shangalang shoes. Like I say, he was all of about three. Oh, good grief. I don't remember him having the trousers, though. I think actually he was in short pants at the time. But he had to do it in his Shangalang shoes. Oh, the rollers. Love of it is, when you look back now, they were so cool at the time, weren't they? You know,
do you
some
know
of the songs.
Did Fitball Crazy?
Jimmy McGregor.
Jim McGregor. Not that Jim McGregor.
Not that Jim McGregor, no. It's the one with the A, and it's Jimmy with an
yeah,
IE.
Yeah, I've got it.
On top of everything else. If you're wondering who Jimmy McGregor is, he was the physio at Manchester United. He used to sit next to me in the stand because our seats were right next to the management. Oh, those were a few happy years at the beginning when it went when before the horse.
The horse.
It got silly around the time of the horse. This was Alex Ferguson was gifted a horse by two guys who ran a stable.
I'll stick that in
Ireland.
Alex.
And with it being gifted, you know, if the horse won, then he won money. Would you claim that as ownership? Because when it came to going out to stud, he thought he should have money off that as well, which I thought was unreasonable off a gift of a part ownership of a horse. But it ended badly, very badly, about as badly as it could end. He got into a row with the two guys and they were massive shareholders at United. And then they didn't want... What ended up happening was the Glazers ended up buying the club. Because of this row between the two guys who owned the horse and Alex Ferguson. So it ended as badly as it possibly ever could have ended. Because at the time, Mike and I were shareholders. We used to go to the annual general meeting and it was fabulous.
Yeah, you got a free cup of tea and a biscuit.
Yeah, and a diabolical presentation. They paid an inordinate amount of money for a professional presentation company to come in. And they'd set up all of the TVs and the screens, the whole AV was all there. They had a sound deck at the back. Oh, it was amazing. And the second it started playing, the whole lot went down. And I just looked at Mike and rolled my eyes as though I could have done better myself with one laptop and PowerPoint. This whole thing went to like a test card and sat there for about 20 minutes like that while they tried to fix it. And their van was outside and it basically said, you know, hire us for your professional presentations. There were people walking past who would never be hiring anybody for a presentation, just laughing at them. It was bad. It was really bad. Ooh, Kim's always wanted to play the drums. Talk to a close friend and she's got you a snare drum. Can't wait for the stupid COVID fee over. She can come and visit. Oh, Kim, that would be amazing. I've always admired drummers. I watch a lot of U2 concerts on YouTube and you see Larry Mullen and he's got like earplugs in. I don't know how he's listening to what he's doing, but amazing. Oh, I do admire drummers and lead singers to actually be able to sing in tune. Given the fact that they're probably half deafened. Performing live is tricky, isn't it? It is very tricky. Tracy's trying to think of the name of a then Scots comic who has also appeared in films and has done a few songs. Ooh. From around the 70s. Do you know who I always think of? I mean, it wouldn't be allowed these days. Russ Abbott, when he used to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy. With the wig on and that. And another one, didn't Les Dennis used to do that?
I don't know.
Two Scottish characters. Did Watsit ever do a song? The Crankies?
I was just going to ask you that.
You've got to, the Crankies surely got to do something. No, I can't
I've just spelt it with a C, it's a K in it. Yeah, a roadie for the Crankies.
Oh, they didn't.
Oh, hang on.
Let's have a look.
No.
Let's have a look if I can find anything.
Fan Dabby Dosey, Wee Jimmy Cranky.
That was Wee Jimmy Cranky. Let's have a look.
Right, we've got about 2.5 minutes.
Oh, that's fine. We're doing fine. I'm trying to think who could that actually be. I mean, if it's the 80s, 90s, I might just have seen
one called the Haggis Song.
We'd have to vet some of these first. I mean, it tells you if they're explicit. Let's have a look. I wonder if there'll be something in there.
Fan Dabby Dosey.
Do you know, I at the very first time I saw the Crankies, I had no idea that wasn't a little lad. I really did have no idea. Oh, John Gordon Sinclair. Now, he wasn't a comic. He was in Gregory's Girl, and I've just watched him in a drama. Unbelievable. Did not believe it was the same character. Do you know, Google's just logged me out again. That's 3 times tonight. I'm not humoured with this, Google. Not humoured at all. And now what is it doing?
I'm having a Scottish conversation here with John and Petrina. They're just about to break open the iron brew.
He's still going, long hair and a beard. Oh, I think I know who you mean. Is he married to Pamela Anderson? Not Anderson. Is it Anderson? Pamela something or other from Have I Got the News thing? Not the 9 o'clock news. Billy Connolly. Was it Billy Connolly? Ah! Exactly, Billy Connolly. Bang on, bong. Yeah. He's just retired, I believe. He's got Parkinson's. Was diagnosed with Parkinson's a while back, and somebody in the audience told him to go get checked, and he did, and he had Parkinson's. So he's just had a big concert thing on, and I think he's basically going to retire from public view now.
1 minute to go.
Which is sad. That is sad. I did think he was incredibly funny. Mum and Dad didn't, though. So I didn't get to see too much during shared TV time. And Kim's enjoying Kath's stories to get Neil Diamond into the mix. Oh, we've got some classics tonight. Anyway, we will be back tomorrow, won't we? End of the week. Week 45, if you're counting. It's 46 next week. And we'll be plotting and planning for the week ahead. But we'll do an out on here now, because although we're carrying on, we need to have an out for those listening later. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.